Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your telephone calls, emails, and general participation is not only suggested, it could make up for our childhoods, which were pretty marginal. Here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Our lines are wide open at 888-723-4630. Did you take offense at what Lee said in our first hour? Then call us now, and, well, you can give her a piece of your mind. I'll just sit here and listen.
Yes, and then you have to buy them school clothes for school, and then you have to pay their way through college, and you have to take them to their running. You have to take them to their soccer. I'm sorry.
You're trying to be rational about this.
It has nothing to do with parenthood.
Not going to work.
Raven in Ashland, Ohio, known on eBay as Rockabilly Raven, is a first-time caller and a brand-new listener. Raven, welcome. What is your question or comment?
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm coming back to eBay after moving over to a few other avenues for our sales and was enticed back by the real emphasis on taking care of the sellers on eBay. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions for tools or apps that we could be looking into, like Octiva or things like that, to really help us rebrand and reboost our store on eBay.
I would start slow. I'm not a big recommender of third-party applications for sellers who are new or coming back. There's many successful sellers who do fine without a third-party tool, and I know people are going to get upset. There are some that are pretty handy. I know that 6bit has a tool for listing that's pretty good. I don't actually recommend a lot of our third-party tools anymore because I just don't see the point.
When they come in handy. You've been selling on eBay for a while,
yeah,
and you've built your business up a little bit,
right,
and you realize that some of these tools might be able to cut your time down or help you with your inventory or things such as that, and that's when you want to go to them. I agree with Griff. At the beginning, you need to just kind of go slow.
Yeah, I hate it when people subscribe to a bunch of services that they're probably not going to need.
What I've found as I've really started hunting back through, you know, the selling manager and things like that, is that there's information in a lot of different areas, and I'm very interested in if you have any thoughts on how to streamline, you know, really seeing where everything is selling and sold, shipped and packaged. And,
yeah, eBay.
And I know that we have on the My eBay, you know, page a lot of that information. But if you knew of any tutorials or maybe a YouTube channel or something that you thought might be helpful, that would be great.
Not off the top of my head. I'm sure there may be. We're in the middle of the release of something brand new called the Seller Hub, which is a pretty cool tool. It should be in full release within the next 30 days. Right now it's in beta. But unless you're an enterprise seller, and that's a seller who's doing thousands of sales a day, millions of dollars a month, the tools that eBay offers are all you need. As far as how to use them, there's a webinar coming up for the Seller Hub. What are those dates again, Lee?
Oh, boy, I got to look them up. Talk amongst yourselves.
So there are two.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay, you can choose from either Tuesday, October 13th or Tuesday, October 20th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific. They're on right after eBay Radio.
Right, so go and sign up for one of those. They're free. You can go to ebay.com/webinars. You'll see that's the top webinar. It's about to, you know, the one that's scheduled. You can, that would probably be an excellent place to figure out and learn more about the Seller Hub feature that's in release coming out now. But otherwise, I can't really think of anything. You can, eBay does a lot. I don't know when it was you were last here.
We've been gone for roughly a year, and we've come back in the last month or so. and have been doing well. We've had some good feedback. We've had some good experiences with the customers, and we're really excited because we started out on eBay in 2009. So it was kind of nice to be able to come back and have that positive experience.
Why did you leave?
Of course. We sell vintage clothing, nothing but vintage clothing, and we, of course, because it's vintage, have, you know, items that are anywhere from 30 to 100 years old, and we just had a lot of issues with people, you know, maybe sending things back, and it was sort of an unfair statement that it was in damaged condition or something, and we were very worried about our feedback because our customer service is our biggest point, and it was a lot of the policies felt like they were stacked against us, that, you know, us as the seller, and so we just stepped away, and we started getting a lot of customers who were asking if we would come back, and so we started researching it and seeing that a lot of the policies were a little bit more
right, but and I understand
friendly.
That. But so my question would be: were you selling well on eBay?
We were doing all right.
So
I would say we list to sell. We were doing okay.
Right.
I'm sorry, Sagan.
But isn't that what you're in business for? Is to sell?
Yes. Well, but it's also to retain our customers. Especially with vintage clothing, we find that our repeat customers are our bread and butter. And when we have somebody who had what they felt was, you know, a negative experience, we decided to sort of move away from the more auction selling into just the buy it now selling. And of course, now with the free listings, I am a newer listener, and on Tuesday you guys were talking about all the free listings, you know, having the ability to start playing with the buy it nows. Previously we only did auctions, but to be able to put up those 80 listings that are buy it nows was a really great sort of incentive to try it again and maybe remodel it as a buy it now situation versus an auction setting.
Well, we're glad you're back. I would sign up for the webinar. You'll learn a lot about this tool and how it can help you better manage your sales and orders and listings and performance on eBay. And after you've taken the webinar and tried the hub out, let me call us up and let us know how it's working out.
Also, Raven, you can come join us in the chat board while we're doing the show every Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, that's true.
There are a lot of really, really, really good sellers on that chat board.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That can give you advice.
eBetsy messaged me today, and I had posted a question to the chat board on Tuesday, this question that I called, and she was suggesting that I call you guys, and so it is eBetsy's fault that I decided to call and put myself out there and ask the question. So you can thank her for that.
Well, we thank eBetsy, a part of our eBay radio team, an important part of our eBay radio team.
Absolutely.
Raven, call anytime. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be looking.
Thank you so much for all your help.
I'm going to be looking to see your progress on eBay. Rockabilly, where did that come from, Rockabilly Raven? You like rockabilly music?
I do. I grew up in Southern California with my grandparents, and they were 1950s aficionados, and so I sort of fashioned myself in that style and do so every day and try and keep and save all of the beautiful clothing that we find from that time period and get it to people that like it as much as I do.
I can't wait to see your listings. Should be very interesting. I love the rockabilly era. Griff and I were just talking about it Tuesday.
We were
on the show.
Actually,
we were talking about the old Sun Records and how often we like the B side better than the A side.
That's true.
Yeah, Blue Moon of Kentucky comes to mind. Was a B side. I think of Elvis's "That's
She's
All Right, Mama." I think that was the B side of "That's All Right, Mama." But Raven, we'll be looking forward to talking to you again. Thanks so much for your call.
Thanks,
today.
Raven.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Chris in Grand Junction, Colorado, known on eBay as Serious Fun for You. Chris, what's your question or comment?
Yeah, and the former owner of At the Hop, so tie in with those 50s and 60s. Yeah, do you need a bigger shovel? Just call me Doggy Dad. I mean, it's like, you're so good. It keeps a Griff on a short leash. And
Now we're going to have dog puns.
Screwing up and saying the wrong thing and trying to walk it back a little bit. And like Griff is saying, I mean, you can't win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just keep going and going.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at some point, you got to realize you were just wrong.
Just absolutely, Griff.
I mean,
you absolutely
think
do.
About the dogs.
When's the last time you had to spend $100,000 to send your kid through college? Did you send your little dog or cat through college for $100,000?
Would I
know? See, I mean, and keep going on and on and on about parenting.
$5,000 Keep
I think I'm just.
We knew this was going to be fun.
I'm going to just keep my mouth shut.
Or whatever. But I mean, yeah, and I've gone through that too. Like Griff said, where you're holding an animal while it's dying, and you know you're finally having to get an injection or whatever.
I understand that, but don't keep bringing that up because I didn't mention that. That's not the issue.
No, it's a point.
I said I understand the love. I get the love.
And you can buy dog food on eBay.
Let's go look.
If you go to an orphanage and you get a child, you're not going to get stretch marks, and you're not going to go through birth.
But you know what, Chris? You are going to go through, Chris. Chris, it's my turn. You are going to go through, however, not being able to go out and empty your garbage because you've got a toddler in the house. You don't understand that it's a 24-hour day, 18-year job. That's all I'm saying.
Anyhow,
hold on
this segment
for us, Chris.
Was brought
we'll
to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We buy and sell on eBay. 888-723-4630. eBay.
Let's face it. You're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Call us toll-free at 888-723-4630 and talk to us about eBay.
Chris from Grand Junction, Colorado, still on the air with us, known as Serious Fun for You. Chris, I get that you love, I get the love. I really do get the love. I've seen the love. I know the love.
Just,
I get the love. I see the love.
I'm giving you a hard time because, like I say, like Griff said, you know, there's no positive to this. So it's like coming on the show and saying, well, if you think Donald Trump would be a good president, you've got to be an idiot. You know, maybe you do or don't think that way, but you're not going to say it on the radio, you know.
But I did.
Right?
No, I didn't say Donald Trump.
I didn't say anything about Donald Trump. Show, but all I'm saying is that Griff is trying to pull you out of this, and you just keep digging deeper.
No, I keep digging deeper because you called up.
Well, Griff said to.
I did.
What he told me to do.
Do you do everything Griff tells you to do?
Hopefully.
Chris, how are your eBay sales going?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the webinar next week and hopefully learn from that. We signed up for that. I did have one comment about something, if you got a second.
Sure.
Go ahead.
You had one of the people on talking about shipping, and they were more or less a shipping guru and giving people ideas about how to, you know, do stuff. And they mentioned using priority mail flat rate boxes, that as long as you covered up the flat rate box, you know, the flat rate.
Yeah, it's not recommended.
Name on it,
yeah.
And that you could ship it as long as you paid, you know, if it's a 2-pound box and you paid your priority mail 2 pounds, then, you know, you'd be okay. And I don't know if you're familiar, but they make a really big box for, like, games.
Yes, the game box.
Huge box.
Yes.
And it's still, you know, it's still under priority mail, basically. Anything has to go under 12 by 12 by 12, that total of whatever it is, the 1723 cubic inch is what, you know, determines whether it's a regular box or oversized box. So it still fit the perimeters of being a regular-sized box. And we were shipping something from Colorado to Arizona, and it weighed about 3 or 4 pounds, but it was still cheaper to pay the regular priority mail rate than it was the flat rate. So we did that, and the person got it, and the post office charged them like extra $5 for shipping.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm not sure. You can't really argue with it. Post office after the fact, we refunded the people the money, and, you know, they were happy. But, you know, there's something that someone said on the radio that was a great idea, and it might come back to bite you. You know,
yeah,
like an old dog or something.
I remember saying, though, that, with caution, because
you're
pushing the limits. I don't recommend it. You can do what you want, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yep, I agree.
Well, thank you for that.
We thank you so much
once
for
again,
calling.
Once again, Griff shows his brilliance.
Absolutely. He is brilliant, I will say that much, but he's
thank
not
you.
Apparent. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Griff,
I think my brilliance is apparent.
Oh,
I take umbrage.
I've been there. eBay has revealed another brand new microsite.
We have? Oh, yes. We have.
Yes, and I would like you to go there.
You do? Oh, I will.
I would.
All right.
I'd like to go there. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
eBay.com.
Slash.
RPP.
RPP.
Slash. Last. L-A-S-T.
Yeah.
Dash. Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Dash. Auctions.
Mm.
Okay.
Look at that.
I'll put this link in the chat board as well right now. But it's kind of interesting. Did you know about this, Chris?
I didn't, but you know what? We used to have years and years ago, it didn't look like this. There was a feature about, you know, looking at listings that were ending in the next hour. So it's funny that we're revisiting it, and it's much more graphically appealing.
Oh, you want to tell them what it is in case they haven't gotten there yet?
Yeah, you can see these are listings that are going to end in the next hour, and it's separated out by category. It's pretty cool. Why'd you show me this? Now I'm
so
going to buy something.
ebay.com/RPP/last-chance- obviously they didn't want anybody to find it, auctions.
Yeah, I hate those long URLs.
Yeah, I do too. So I just put that in the chat board. Posted
I wish you hadn't sent me here.
So now you're going to buy something, right?
Darn, I've been buying too much.
So this is interesting. Auction style listings ending within the hour.
Here's a Rolex from the year I was born.
Ooh.
$860.
1925.
1954.
Oh,
thank you very much. Oh, you are such a...
Okay. So basically...
Basically.
Auction style listings ending within the hour.
Yeah.
You can go and take a look, see what's going on, see what the bids are. They're all auctions.
They're all auctions.
There's sports memorabilia, cell phones, watches, Halloween costumes, all kinds of stuff.
This is cool. I like it. I shouldn't be here. It's like the darn, you know, the eBay homepage, the feed. I know why they call it the feed, because it's feeding on my wallet.
So, I have an item number.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you may not want to go there because you're not a fan of sports.
I'll go.
Okay, it is 2014.
2014.
4151.
4151.
3213.
3213.
Again, that's 2014. 4151-3213. So, what's going on is now through October 12th.
Yeah.
Eagles fans...
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't sports.
I know.
This is Don
Henley. I'm looking at this thinking, what the hell is she talking about?
I couldn't believe this. I thought this was in the sports section. It's not.
Johnny come lately.
Please. Eagles fans will be battling it out for this item number. It's two front row tickets to Don Henley's concert in Chicago on November 8th. And he's going to be playing many songs from his new album, which is called Cask County, which drops September 25th, and also included in the auction is a signed Cass County Super Deluxe Vinyl.
Did you
book
say
package.
Drops?
Yeah.
You're so hip.
Well, Griff.
You're so hip.
I used to be a disc jockey.
It's going
to
drop. Did you? That what they say when you were?
Well,
a disc jockey?
You know where that came from.
You were dropping records.
You dropped the needle onto the record.
You dropped the platter onto the turntable. And
plus
the spindle.
An exclusive meet and greet with Don himself for you and your guest.
Yeah.
As of last night, the bidding was at 510 with four bids, and 100% of the proceeds are going to benefit Point Hope through eBay for charity.
Isn't that just lovely? That's
lovely.
Don Henley? God, he's
Don
old.
Don Henley.
Look at him. He's an old man.
Well,
get off my stage!
Still looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I thought it was sports. That is too funny.
Everyone looks so old.
Really?
That's the problem with getting old, is you think everyone, you know, I thought everyone looks the same. What? That? Oh, look at that person. They're so old.
Yeah, well, wait till you get as old as me.
I don't think
and
I'll
your
ever
friends
make it.
Start dropping.
Well, that's already started happening. That I don't mind. I go to the funeral and stand by the coffin smiling, saying, hey, doesn't look too good. How do I look?
So, from the eBay crime, scene,
yeah,
a pharmaceutical company has filed a federal lawsuit,
yeah,
against a former company executive, claiming he and his wife improperly took 1,766 recalled bottles,
recalled bottles
of the supplement Anitablock from a storage facility and sold them on eBay.
Oh,
for
that
personal
was
gain. Don't do it. Even all the judges say, how dumb. Every time you see one of these stories, there's a judge in it that says, oh, my God, this is one of the dumbest moves I've seen.
Yeah, because eBay is a private market that no one can search. For example, police departments.
And this company is suing this couple for $176,582.34.
Well, I hope it was worth it.
Yeah, really. Sure, I'm sure that it was not. Hey, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. We haven't done a listing dish in a while. I would sure love to do one.
Yeah, you know, the two most dangerous words in the world to pair up cause more grief than anything.
Which is what?
Quick and buck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me about it.
Put those two words together and you're asking for trouble.
Yep. Most definitely.
Yeah, okay, if you want to make a buck, you have to work hard. Even selling on eBay is not that easy.
So I'm putting this in the search engine. Hold on just a minute. Oh, gosh. Okay, I think we can do this.
Do what?
We received email from, Stacy in Woodstock, Illinois.
Hi, Stacy.
We know Stacy. She's Right Brain Boutique. Okay?
Yes, I
She has
that.
An item number, and she says, I have a listing dish, but not sure if they will want to cover it. Here is the item number.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
1417-7203-7662. Again, that's 1417-7203-7662.
What odd looking... Oh! All right. All right. So, yeah, Right Brain Boutique is being a little provocative. That's okay. We'll just, you know what? Let's just do this with a straight face.
Okay.
No jokes.
I'm ready to do it with a straight face and absolutely no jokes.
So, it's a pair of coffee mugs, and they are, I think, supposed to be shaped like human breasts. And the title says, Boob Breast Nipple Sipper. Mugs left and right, set of two, ceramic gag novelty, and then GI ellipse, dot, dot, dot.
What's that?
I don't know. So I don't think I would have the ellipse, obviously. That's not going to do anything. You don't need left and right. you don't. I thought we were doing this straight. And we'll continue to do this straight when we come back. You're impossible, woman. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Up next, our next segment of eBay Radio.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Auction fixed price 7 days or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.